Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the second hour today, we're going to have some of the victims of British government terror bombings. It's all public now that the British government stages the majority, over 70% of the terror attacks in Northern Ireland and in England, London. It's all done to keep military control in the region. It was all done as a pretext to silence peaceful political dissent. It's real simple. It looks bad if empires go into countries and crack heads and shoot people and steal private property if there are peaceful populations standing up who are well-spoken, saying that they're sovereign, independent individuals. But if you can hire provocateurs to punch a cop, break out a window, or blow up a school bus, there's a whole scale of violence there, then you can have your goons look like the good guys, go out and oppress the population, and this is what they do. The FBI and the ADL have their agents going out having fake Nazi rallies. I covered that last night on the TV show. In Africa, they'll fund one black tribe against another. It's really just divide and conquer. Problem, reaction, solution. And I personally am sick of the tried and tested operation of the New World Order to do this. We're seeing it in Iraq, 150 people kidnapped from a university yesterday. Now they've shut down all the universities in the area. They were wearing official government uniforms, whether they were government or not. The globalists have created the climate that has allowed this to happen. And it's really unspeakable what has developed over there. So we'll be talking about that. Also, more news coming out. DU left behind the surge in cancer rates in Iraq. I want to go over some of the new numbers that have come out on this. Also, how it's affecting our troops. Those that have plastic American flags festooning their cars, made in China by slaves, you'll want to turn the show off during that period because you actually are in the religion of not caring about the troops. It's a religion of just toadying up to the government and feeling like you support the troops, not actually supporting them. Also, Bush is out saying, again, detainees have no rights under H.R. 6166. This does affect U.S. citizens, but now we're openly seeing the fruits of the legislation in the media. I obviously haven't talked enough about the Military Defense Authorization Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2007, signed by Bush October 17th, because I heard two different Patriot talk shows yesterday, one on this network, one on another, who weren't aware of the fact that the bill had passed and didn't know the bill number and were debating with callers whether they'd abolish Posse Comitatus and the governors. Yes, that really did happen, and that's a whole separate bill, not to be confused with H.R. 6166, the Military Commissions Act. Also, I've got a bunch of other news concerning China shadowing aircraft carriers, stalking our aircraft carriers. But that's okay. You know, they threaten to nuke us on a monthly basis and have nukes aimed at 200-plus U.S. cities and have threatened to kill us. That's not a problem. Iran's the threat, and we've got to strike them any minute. But then there's the schizophrenic statement by the new White House managers, who are really the same White House managers, just being more public now, Iran-Contra cleaners, as it was pointed out yesterday. They're actually asking Iran for, quote, help in Iraq. Of course, that was really the plan always, was to split the country up in three geographical areas along ethnic and religious lines. So we'll break that down, too, coming up. And we did a pretty good job taking a lot of calls yesterday. I'll be getting your calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, martiallaw911.info, and prisonplanet.tv.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. There is another big scientific study out, and the American Dental Association has told their dentist, and the American Medical Association has told their doctors not to recommend that children drink fluoridated water until they're 1 year of age. Of course, if you go to Babies R Us or one of the big stores or even a grocery store, it will say special fluoridated water for kids. That the water is fortified with fluoride and other additives your child needs. How delicious. Of course, fluoride and its different variants causes serious neurological disorders. It causes bone fractures. It causes all sorts of accelerated cancers, particularly in the bones in males and females. But the studies from all over the planet, these are major accredited medical institution studies, show massive increases in the forms of before very rare bone cancers connected to areas that fluoridate have very high levels of it. Areas that don't, it's non-existent, totally unheard of, never happens. In fact, it's new cancers. And so I have this report here in front of me that we'll be getting into a little bit later. But again, don't listen to all the scientific reports. Just And don't even ask yourself why when you go to the grocery store and you're in the bottled water aisle that it says fluoridated for kids. A whole bunch of different brands has the fluoride your child needs. Kind of like the feds put out a report parroted by the media nationwide 2 years ago that mercury, contrary to false beliefs earlier, is not bad. Mercury is actually good for your child's brain, and so is fluoride. So, actually, I wouldn't recommend eating any mercury in high enough dosages. It will kill you, and so will fluoride. But, hey, you know, don't listen to us. We're American Al-Qaeda, according to Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity.
Sean's on. Let's see what he has to say. Let's see how he pacifies the conservatives.
That's in my film, Martial Law. We're talking to the guys at the RNC, and he goes, my kid comes in and says, Dad, Sean's on. I just love him. You love Judas Iscariot? So we'll be talking more about that a little bit later. This is out of Herat today. Netanyahu, it's 1938, and Iran is Germany. Ahmed Dinajjal is preparing another Holocaust. Drawing a direct analogy between Iran and Nazi Germany, Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu asserted Monday that the Iranian nuclear program posed a threat not only to Israel but to the entire Western world. There was still time, however, to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons, he said. It's 1938, and Iran is Germany, and Iran is racing to arm itself with atomic bombs, Netanyahu told delegates to the annual United Jewish Committee's General Assembly, repeating the line several times like a chorus during his address. Believe him and stop him, the opposition leader said of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. This is why we must do it. Everything else pales before this. While the Iranian president denies the Holocaust, Netanyahu said he is preparing another Holocaust for the Jewish state. Speaking on Army radio on Tuesday, Netanyahu hinted that Israel possesses the military capabilities necessary for curbing by itself the Iranian nuclear threat, declining to specify what this entails. Well, everybody knows you got 400-plus high-tech hydrogen bombs. And it goes on. The Likud chairman said, I don't want to analyze the capability required to eliminate the Iranian threat, but this capability exists. When told by host Razi Barkai, the Israeli lacks the ability to eliminate Tehran's nuclear program by military means, he said, the capability is eroded over time, and if we wait years, then obviously this capability would not exist anymore. But right now, I disagree with the claim that nothing can be done against Iran, he added. When asked if Bush could afford embarking on another military adventure after Iraq, Netanyahu acted on the Iranian nuclear program would not be adventurous but necessary. Israel would certainly be the first stop on Iran's tour of destruction, but at the planned production rate of 25 nuclear bombs a year, the arsenal will be directed against the big Satan, the U.S., and the moderate Satan, Europe, Netanyahu said. Iran is developing ballistic missiles that could reach America, and now they prepared missiles with an adequate range to cover the whole of Europe, he added. So I'm going to comment on this report in a moment. But first, let's go to this next report out of the Associated Press. Iran says nuclear program is near complete. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today Iran would soon celebrate completion of its controversial nuclear program, which will allow them to enrich uranium to 8%, not the 90-plus percent needed for weapons, by the way. And the CIA's own assessment, 9-plus years they were left alone to develop A-bombs, and they wouldn't have delivery systems. They don't have that. With the wisdom and resistance of the nation, today our position is stabilized. I'm very hopeful that we will be able to hold the big celebration of Iran's full nuclearization in the current year, the hardline president said, referring to the country's nuclear program. So that's what Ahmadinejad's saying. And notice the article is very ambiguous till you read deeper that it's non-weaponized. Then there's this story out of The Independent today. Our new friends in the Middle East, Iran and Syria, were demonized to justify the invasion of Iraq. Now Britain and the U.S. want their help sorting out the mess. President George Bush's State of the Union address refers to the axis of evil, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. The implication is that Iraq is the first to be dealt with in the war on terror. Iraq is the first, but Iran aids the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, keeping the lid on Shia unrest. Tehran is dismayed as international jihadist and Sunni insurgents target the Shia majority in the hope of triggering a civil war. Mr. Bush reacts with an overture from Iran under pro-reform President Mohammad Khamenei to refer the relationship, frozen since the U.S. embassy hostage taking of 79. Instead, the U.S. accuses Iran of sponsoring terror and seeking nuclear weapons. The crisis deepens after Iran admits it has a uranium enrichment facility. Iran fears the U.S. wants regime change. But now, in 2006, they're seen as the peace brokers. Robert Gates, the new U.S. Defense Secretary, is an advocate with dialogue with Tehran to enlist the help in extricating allied forces from Iraq. Tony Blair wants Iran to stop cross-border attacks on U.K. troops. Backing this, setting the scene for the demise of the Bush's neoconservative policy. But British colonels and generals are on record saying there's no Iranian cross-border sorties or weapons or anyone on that desert mountain border. They've got troops strung along the entire thing. There's no one crossing it. And they're on record saying that, but that doesn't seem to get in the way. The facts don't seem to get in the way. So we look at these three articles, and then we dovetail that with this report. Navy confirms Chinese sub spotted near carrier. Navy Times, the Kitty Hawk carrier group was shadowed by one of China's most high-tech submarines, a Song-class submarine, last month during maneuvers that the Kitty Hawk carrier strike group was doing in the East China Sea. The Navy said yesterday, confirming a report by Bill Gertz from the Washington Times, that the sub was in an attack attitude, snuck up, got right behind the carrier, and then flanked it in what would be in a torpedo launch attitude, and then surfaced, I guess, to flaunt the fact that they could have blown the aircraft carrier to kingdom come. And now there's another report out today by the Washington Times, a report saying that defense on subs to be reviewed. Navy officials confirmed yesterday that an aircraft carrier battle group failed to detect a Chinese submarine that surfaced within weapons range of U.S. Kitty Hawk. Anti-submarine defenses for the carrier battle group will be reviewed as a result because they didn't see the sub until it surfaced. And it's probably because there's a bunch of crackhead high school dropouts in there running the equipment. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but they've, in the last 5 years, they've taken all standards off, and the military is just degenerated. It was not detected, said one Navy official, on the condition of anonymity. And I have no idea why I just added that. I looked at encounter and came up with that. Quote, it was not detected, said one Navy official, of the encounter with a Chinese diesel-powered attack submarine, and we're concerned about that, obviously. The Chinese Song-class attack submarine surfaced near the carrier in deep waters off Okinawa on October 26th. It was armed with wake-homing torpedoes and anti-ship cruise missiles. The official said it was unusual for the submarine to be operating in deep ocean waters, but the incident was not like the 2001 collision with a U.S. EP-3 surveillance aircraft and a Chinese F-8 jet that ruptured military ties. It didn't rupture anything. Okay. We're going to go to your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 12 minutes. But before we do that, I want to come back. Now that I've laid out what China's doing, now that I've laid out what's happening with Iran and the United States and England and Israel, let's talk about what's really going on in Iran. It's clearer than ever. It's hidden in plain view. We never want to admit to ourselves just how staged everything is. But we'll break down what the facts are on the other side and where we're going militarily on the world stage. And then we'll get into depleted uranium. We'll get more into the election. We'll take your calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the website. Stay with us.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 14th, 2006. Gold opened at $627.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $648.31 and $326.70 for half ounce coins. That's $648.31 and $326.70. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's talk facts here. North Korea clearly does have atomic weapons. They first tried to claim it was a dud, and then they did pick up the radiation. The U.S. and Japan did confirm that it may not have fully had its reaction, but at least part of the uranium munition did detonate. They're threatening to nuke us on a routine basis. They have Taipan Dong 2, Generation 2.
I know that sounds confusing. It's the second generation of Taipan Dong-2 that can hit, basically draw a line from just south of Illinois right across the country. Northern United States, Washington State, New York, Maine, places like that. And that's conservative. We have China that can hit any place in the United States, and last year, and they've had other press conferences since, the head of their military had a press conference with over 100 top reporters, Wall Street Journal, Money Magazine, they were all there, and he showed a big computer screen projection that showed 214 U.S. cities targeted by intercontinental ballistic missiles, and said, we will kill more than half your population if you get involved in any, this is a quote, in any Chinese national interest. That means in our ports, that means in Panama Canal, and he lifted it all. He said, not just Taiwan. He said, do you understand? I mean, you can go read his quotes. It was put out in the official Chinese dailies. He said it in English, too. He said, we are ready to kill you. Now, they have submarines constantly off our coast, constantly shadowing the aircraft carriers. Our military is completely degraded. That is, the ground level forces are, and this is the business, you know, there's even Fox TV specials about this, are, most of them are gang members. The country is completely unraveling. The economy is completely unraveling. We have countries threatening to attack us. And what happened? Back in 1971, 72, total diplomatic relations were open with Red China. Of course, it turns out now, and it's been declassified, the old-timers told us this, but it's now admitted, that in 49, the CIA actually worked a deal, and Marshall worked a deal, to make sure that the nationalists were kicked out and that they were not given working weapons, and hundreds of millions of dollars were given to Mao Zedong, and that he operated under allied agreements, which were there before when our government worked with the communist forces in the mountains back when they weren't, you know, openly fighting with the nationalists. We worked with both sides, as the globalists did. And they put him into power, and it's even admitted on the History Channel, that China was totally in bed, but they couldn't tell the American people that, like, commies were bad. They were killing millions. And so then in the 70s, 22 years later, the deal was made to go public and to start shipping all of our manufacturing to China. And over 80% of our manufacturing is overseas now, and most of that in China. I mean, in fact, it's hard to find anything that isn't made in China. It's rare to find something made in Paraguay or Mexico, or every once in a while you'll see something made in India. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but I've noticed from looking at the products, I really never see anything that's not made in China, including the boxes it comes in. And I'm already digressing. I want to boil all this down succinctly, but China gets all the big UN awards. They get the support. They get the UN medals. They are the model. Forced abortion, forced infanticide, one-child policy, killing political dissidents for organs, Internet 2, no Internet freedom, tracking everyone, just total control. That's the model. And it's really a fascist corporate state run by a tiny elite, the Li family, that's been in control of China for hundreds of years, that made deals with the British when they broke the country up into 9 pieces. It's run by a mafia, which is actually intermarried with the British. Again, that's mainstream news if you know where to look. And they run the place, and the military, you know, the generals all get to sit over their own companies and live in giant palaces, and it's sick. It's sick. And the elite like the fact that they've got us all played off against each other, and that if they ever want to, NORAD will stand down again. And we, under PDD-60, we will absorb a total nuclear strike. And if they order China to take a strike, they'll take it. And this is how the New World Order controls things. I want to break down the nature of it and talk about how Iran fits into all of this when we get back. And we'll go to your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
We have China publicly having press conferences with big schematics up showing 200-plus cities targeted by intercontinental ballistic missiles right now, saying if we get involved in any of their affairs, we will be killed. And then that was the quote, we will kill more than half your population. The quote was like, as you can see, half your population will be instantly killed. I mean, it's disgusting. You've got to go read the transcript of it. And then the reporters, oh, how gracious of you. But, oh, China's our friend, and Mexico's our friend, saying the Southwest belongs to them, and they're going to take the country over. See how every real threat is left alone? Every real threat is covered up. Meanwhile, we have our aircraft carriers being shadowed by diesel subs that are so noisy. It's just ridiculous. Bill Clinton, before he left office, signed Presidential Decision Directive 60. You can go read the declassified version that says this country will first absorb a nuclear attack before then deciding what to do. You see, until PDD 60, top generals, top admirals in the chain of command, if it was a decapitation strike by suitcase nukes, which we know are in this country and been brought in by the New World Order, boys and girls, not by the Ruskies, as you've been told, that if there is a decapitation strike, then the military can respond, and that's called MAD, or mutually assured destruction, meaning that if we are hit, the deterrent against that is you cannot decapitate the civilian and military government, and that with the biggest arsenal, we will strike back. No, not after 1999. Well, we signed it in 98. We learned of it in 99. PDD 60. We wrote an article about that. I wrote one a few years ago, but that's a big news story for everybody. Something that goes underreported. PDD 60. Presidential Decision Directive 60. Something similar, of course, was done June 3rd, 2005. Excuse me, 2001. And then 2 months before 9/11, the power of the generals and the admirals and their sub-officers to shoot down errant hijacked aircraft that were being used as missiles, because that was on the books in 57. They were worried about that when NORAD was formed. That power, again, was taken from the generals and the admirals and others and given to the vice president and the defense secretary and no one else. And you can go read that press release and that order on the Pentagon's own website. We have copies of it, screenshot of it in the film Martial Law. And if you have trouble finding it online, just when you see the screenshot, type in the name of the document and it'll come up for you. It was up for about 2 years on the Pentagon website. Actually, last time I looked for it, it's been taken off, but it's been mirrored everywhere, including a bunch of other different quasi-governmental and archive websites that do save it. And the order is admitted. Now, I've given you some background on that. I said I'd go to calls. We'll go to them in a moment. Then we look at Iran. Well, let's go back to China for a minute. So in the early 70s, Bush Sr. is sent, and he and Barbara for a year and a half live in Beijing, lots of photos of them posing with a picture of Mao. And the CIA officer, who they told was never CIA, but admitted now he was CIA, with Henry Kissinger, they open up trade, make this big deal. Now, they'd already had a deal going back to World War II, and the deal to put Mao in 49, and he killed 60 million, and just a great guy. But they publicly opened it up because only a conservative like Nixon could do that. Why Americans would never let a liberal do it, because he was a conservative. It was okay, just like Bush is getting rid of the borders, the North American Union, but he's a conservative, so it's okay. And then Bush Sr. comes back and is made CIA director. And he's already since recruited Bill Clinton, who they got ready to run for governor. And see, again, they line up all their ducks, kind of like every major sheriff, every major police chief in all these big cities is former CIA or FBI. I mean, they got their crooks everywhere. They got their mafia soldiers and capos in every town, shipping in the narcotics, running the prostitution, running the murder for hire. Oh, yeah, that's how it works here in America. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. It's just their people are everywhere. This is a mafia system. Now, am I saying China and the U.S. are totally in bed together? Well, it's kind of like, again, in The Godfather, a true story, where they have the big commission meeting once a year, and they're all around the big marble table, or the oak table. They're in the marble hall with the fine food being delivered to them for days meeting, you know, hashing things out. They occasionally kill each other, have wars, but they keep the dumb public in the dark and keep their whole agenda and their rackets expanding. And that's all this is, if you have trouble understanding it. It's just basic criminology of the criminal system. It's criminality. Very sophisticated in how it operates. And so China, I mean, why do the globalists give them the Panama Canal? Carter signed the deal that in 2000 would be handed over, but a Republican Congress voted almost unanimously, it was a huge majority vote, for it. Oh, they shot their mouths off about Clinton the commie giving it up, but just like Clinton the commie for Republican companies gave them the missile secrets, but really, they're all just peas in a pod. When the lights turn off and the cameras turn off, they go have dinner together, they go to the fine whorehouses together, they bring in the male prostitutes together, they go to the pedophile parties together, they snort the cocaine together, they go to golf retreats together in Scotland and Miami and everywhere else. It's just one big criminal group laughing and cackling at us. There's a few congressmen and women that aren't part of it, but they never get the juicy committee chairmanships. They get passed over for it, like Ron Paul does. And it's just a big criminal group just moved, and they hire fancy PR firms to spin everything for them. But now let's move to Iran. Okay, China's ruthless and evil, so they're being trusted in the deal, and the agreements were made in this allied system between the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment, run out of Britain and China, just like the Anglo-American establishment, carved up and created all the countries in the Middle East. They're all set up. Turkey, of course, wasn't, but Turkey's not in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of Eastern Europe, really. The old Ottoman Empire, but again, that made deals with the British and later with the Germans, and they kind of lost their power in World War I. But again, I'm digressing into the delicacies of history, which are so labyrinthine no one can really be an expert on it. You can just try to glean information from it. But all the answers, and all of them are there, just same families, same mafias, same operation. And so from that point on, I'm pretty much convinced now that Ahmadinejad has always been in the stable of the New World Order, and this is all completely staged. And it would take hours to go over all the evidences of that, but here you have Israel threatening to nuke them. Here you have Israel running around freaking out. Here you have England running around. Meanwhile, they're making deals with them. They have envoys with them. The last president, Khomeini, came over here and was big buddies with everybody, but he got slapped in the face, and that was staged. And he goes back, and Ahmadinejad gets elected. And now they're, quote, making deals with them to break up part of Iraq and run that. And when you understand that in the 80s, the neocons made deals with them, made deals to grab the hostages and then to hold them and then not to release them until after. I mean, all of this is just cloak and dagger staged events. And it just, the same thing continues to repeat over and over. And look, the globalists may even make a deal with Tehran to blast the nuclear power plant. And then to run around and have some little limited war, which will actually strengthen the mullahs over there, ensure there's not a real revolution. That's what all of this is really about, is ensuring that revolution continue to pop up so they can lop off the heads of the young revolutionaries that want freedom. It's to make sure Iran doesn't become first world. This is sophisticated stuff, and there's hundreds of proofs to this. You have the Senate report in 99 admitting that 40-plus million was given to the mullahs to then give it to bin Laden to attack the Serbs. The Serbs then defend themselves, and then they're called Nazis, and they have staged photo ops with the same thing they did in the early 90s with food pantries surrounded by barbed wire. They shoot video of people trying to get in to get the food. Then they claim they were in camps when in truth they were trying to get into the food pantry. Hillary goes down and does the same thing. They go in and blow up Belgrade and blow up their entire industry and salt the earth with DU, go in and take it over. Now, fiefdom of the New World Order. They used Iranians that time out of Albania. And they use Al-Qaeda to at least take the blame for 9/11 and these other events as a pretext to have a domestic police state crackdown here, to go into Iraq where an out-of-control U.S. agent Saddam had tried to build up his country and pay off his debts and be first world and, you know, have all these college graduates and more women than men graduating. You know the drill. That's not the case anymore. They want weakness. They want dependency. They want all these countries carefully played off against each other. That's globalization. That's neo-mercantilism, where then the reins are held and controlled by these big financial cartels in an endless, juggling act. And the real target is the family, is the individual, is the Second Amendment, is private property, and both parties wage war against that. And in England, the government and both the big parties wage war. And in China, the one party wages war on that. It's the state against the people. And the state is nothing but the instrument, the mechanism to dominate the population. And that's what's happening with all of this. And they play us all off against each other, whether you're German or Chinese or Jewish or black or Mexican, Latin American. We have to, whatever the New World Order policies are, we need to be the opposite. Bush and the Democrats want open borders, North American Union. You should be smart enough to get out of your pride they put into you that you're la reconquisting, that you're reconquering the Southwest, if you're an illegal alien listening, and realize that they're just the same scam to keep you peons like they've always done. If you want to break out of the peon behavior, you should realize that Mexico, the U.S. is being used as a steam valve to stop revolution in Mexico, and that you should support revolution in your own country, and you should realize you're being used. Americans should realize that. The left should realize that they've been given sacraments of being leftist, being anti-gun, anti-family. Those are just anti-human, anti-liberty programs, rotes you've been given that you just run for no reason. Why? Why don't you think about the programs, the little psychological orthodoxies you follow? We have to come together, and whatever the government wants, we want the opposite. And you'll find whatever the government wants, the opposite's good. They're against organic foods. They're against homeschooling. They're, you understand, we're for organic foods. We're for homeschooling. They're for vaccinations. We're against vaccinations. They're for toll roads on existing roads to fund the North American Union. We're against it. See, just it's real easy. Just be the opposite of whatever they want. Unless it's a briar patch argument. And I don't know, I was probably 8 years old. My dad read me the parable of the last time he read me the parable of Brer Rabbit. But I don't remember the whole thing. I just remember there's a rabbit who tricks the farmer. He finally catches Brer Rabbit and he's going to kill him. And he says, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll show you, and throws him in the briar patch where he lives, where he can escape. You know, rabbits like the briar patch because predators can't get in to get them. So occasionally there's a briar patch. And they're pretty rare. You know, here's a briar patch. I told you about this yesterday. They send in Newt Gingrich to neutralize the Republican Revolution, which was real in 94. That was before the machines were all fraudulent and the big scam, but the fix was in. And that was a real freshman Congress. They were going to repeal all gun laws, get rid of the farm subsidies, just hundreds of things. Get us out of the UN. Gingrich comes in, but so the people would trust him, so conservatives would buy into him. The media then attacked him and called him this big arch conservative and this big leader and the Grinch who stole Christmas and all the rest of it, and so conservatives all rallied around him while he did everything he could to destroy that revolution. And there's many other briar patch examples of where they clearly do this. You know, oh no, we hate Newt Gingrich. Oh, well, then we embrace him. And they do this over and over again. But 95% of the time, just it's real simple. The opposite of what the government wants. Because the government's run by psychopathic, Nazi-creating, I mean, they're bigger than the Nazis, creatures who want to exterminate 90% of us and publicly say it everywhere, in every venue they can, in every publication that's scholarly they can, and who are moving forward to do just that. Okay, I said I'd go to calls early, and I didn't, because this is important news, isn't it? Isn't this important information? Let's go to Thomas in England, then Dwayne, Joe, Zed, and others. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hi, Alex. It's interesting what you say about Ahmadinejad, because he does say conveniently extreme things at convenient sort of times.
Well, yeah, I mean the new Al-Qaeda tape. Oh, we're for Democrats. Yeah, they've won right when it happens, or right when they need proof that Saddam's with Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden comes out and says, yes, I work with Saddam right when they're about to invade Iraq. I mean, of course, and then exactly right when, you know, Israel and the U.S. and England look bad, the war looks bad, they come out and say, we're going to destroy Israel. It's all staged.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sort of does remind me a bit of the Bin Laden tapes and their timing.
Which now have been admitted to be fake, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, what I was actually calling about was Building 7. Just something I was going to run by you about Building 7. I only actually found out about it about a year and a half ago, because it hadn't been on most of the media and everything else. Then I found out it was a government building, a CIA, Secret Service, and whoever else was there. And it reminded me of an article I read in the Sunday Times almost 15 years ago now. It was about the new MI6 building that was being built at the time. It wasn't called the MI6 building in the article.
It's called the Intelligence Services Building.
I think at that time they called it Vauxhall Bridge. They didn't even say it was the new SIS building. They just said it was a government building.
Looks like an Aztec pyramid.
Yeah, but what they were saying about it, apart from a lot of other things about how, economic, environmentally friendly world, blah, 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 they also said that in the event that of a complete takeover by a hostile force, it could be completely destroyed. But it didn't actually go into any details, about how it would be destroyed.
Yeah, that's a key point. They do, and I've read about this as a key point I never followed up on. We need to do this, researchers. Again, I'm so busy, I forget about stuff. I write notes every day and then don't follow up. It's just impossible that a lot of government buildings, intelligence buildings, are wired to explode or destroy or for acid vats to pour over all the computers. That is really a key point. Was Building 7, which was a huge command base for the government, was it pre-wired? Do you want to comment after the break on that?
Yeah, sure.
Stay there. I want you to continue with what you have to say. This is why we take your calls. You bring up such important points. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Could be the love of peace.
back, my friends. I'm not going to belabor it. If you believe in what we're doing, we're starting a major drive today because they were out of stock at Amazon.com. It said 4 to 6 weeks. Now it says 3 days for delivery. And if you order now, free shipping. If you go to Infowars.com, there's a big fat link to the subpage where Terror Storm is available. They were really in stock all last week, and my distributor said he'd never seen anything like it, where they admitted they had 3,000 of them that they'd just gotten in, but they were still just going to say they didn't have it. And that knocked us out of the top 100, out of the top 10. And that is a big deal. When you're in the top 20 or so, it accelerates. It's exponential because people that don't even know who you are do a lot of their shopping there. I mean, we were beating Talladega Nights and X-Men and Mission Impossible 3. I mean, we were beating Al Gore's new film. And it was having a huge effect. And it sold out. They didn't have enough of them. Now they've got thousands, which probably won't last that long. And we priced it at $11. Okay? So Amazon gets it from us at 60% off, by the way. And so I'm making about 50 cents a piece. It isn't about the money. Okay, that's why we put it out for free on Google Video. It's about getting the information out about who carried out 9/11, who carried out 7/7, Terror Storm. Now, please, it's back in stock. They're saying it's in stock. 3-day delivery guaranteed from Amazon. Don't have to deal with us. Go get it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, at Amazon, if you already bought a copy, I'm asking you to buy another copy. Give it as Christmas presents. Give it as birthday presents. Give it as early presents. It's the best film on government-sponsored terror, bar none. And number 8 isn't enough. Okay, I saw it at number 8. I'm told it went to number 2. I didn't see that. I want to send it to number 1. I want to be able to say, number 1, that will be so valuable in stores, stocking even more of it, and reaching thousands more people. So please, available on Amazon.com right now, Terror Storm. You cannot beat $11 in 19 cents. I mean, that's just a ridiculous price. If you want to get America Freedom to Fascism, we have it at Infowars.com. It's not available on Amazon. And you can get Terror Storm for $9.95 with it if you wish to get it there. But by itself, the best price is Amazon. So you can call toll-free 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or go to Infowars.com to order all the books and videos we carry, or go to Amazon.com just to get Terror Storm. Okay, let's go back to Thomas. You've got about a minute and a half. Great point you bring up. I've been sent emails about that. I've been sent news articles about it. People mentioning the fact that they said it was wired to self-destruct, but they didn't give details. Go ahead and finish up your comments.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you look at how Building 7 collapsed and when it happened on the day, the fact that it wasn't part of the main show, of the Twin Towers. I mean, it makes a lot more sense. All the incongruities of what was said about it and how it was obviously a controlled demolition makes a lot more sense if it was at the time of building wired to be demolished, like a lot of government buildings possibly have been. I don't know.
Well, remember when the Chinese brought down the AWAC and, the troops didn't self-destruct it like they were supposed to, remember? And they acid tanks they turn on. Well, listen, Thomas, I appreciate you calling and I appreciate your insights. Thank you, sir. We'll come back, talk to Dennis, Joe, Zed, and others.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.